Good evening. Welcome to The Blues. I'm Lee Hay. On tonight's show, we'll begin with musicians who will be performing in the area in the month of May. After this set, music historian Dave Lewis will share a commentary on blues vocalist Big Maybelle, who lived here in Cincinnati during her career. She was born on May 1, 1924, and passed away on January 23, 1972. You'll also hear many of her recordings on The Blues.
Candlelit cafe down in New Orleans, where they play guitar and shake tambourine. I met a woman in weaving, gained a talk and strange things began to happen in the dark. Can I kiss her? Yeah, I discovered, yeah, that I loved her. But how was I to know, well, I sat beside her, that I was calling for the black with a kisses so that I couldn't see. I did find a way of tragedy. Said you love me, put no one above me. They call me honey, to cop my money. But I have what I don't know. And I sat down.
see my brother told me so. You'll be the greatest man alive when I'm gone. So there's music in my bones, in my heart and in my soul. Until I'm through with God, take me home. Everything that comes out of my trombone. Fire and brimstone. You hear it ring so loud, followed by the sirens. It happens all year round. But we gotta keep on surviving. They can't bring us down. I'm just trying to stay alive and pick my feet up off the ground. But it's like it's raining, raining. My brother told me so. You'll be the greatest man alive when I'm gone. So there's music in my bones, in my heart, and in my soul. Until I'm through with God, take me home. Everything that comes out of my trombone.
going on here? I can't find light. Something's going on here. Feeling just ain't right. I'm going down to the river. I'm going to wash away all my fears. Something's going on here. Making me afraid. Something's going on here. Taking me away. I'm going down to the river. I'm going to wash away all my tears. And I want to know you. And I want to feel inside. And I want to show you. Nothing left to hide. Something's going on here. I find it hard to breathe. Something's going on here. I know it's time to leave. I'm going down to the river. I'm going to wash away all my can I run? Something's going on here. It's time to have some fun. I'm going down to the river. I'm going to wash away all my fears. And I want to know you. And I want to feel inside. And I want to show you. Nothing left to hide.
It's Kelly Ritchie. Something's going on. She's performing at the Riff Raff Tavern on the Canal in Dayton, Ohio on Sunday, May 24th. Before that, Cause We've Ended as Lovers, a song by guitarist Jeff Beck, will be at Riverbend on Saturday, May 16th. Fire and Brimstone before Mr. Beck by Trombone Shorty. He'll be on Bogart's stage Thursday, May 14th, and at the beginning of the show, Dr. John, who's coming to the Taft Theater on Wednesday, May 20th, and we heard him doing Black Widow Spider, recorded January 1969. You're listening to The Blues on 91.7. Coming up next will be Dave Lewis's commentary on Big Maybelle.
The 32nd Annual Chicago Blues Festival will be held this year from June 12th to June the 14th in Chicago's Grant Park. The three-day free festival will be open from 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. each day. Headliners on Friday, June 12th, include Chicago soul man Syl Johnson, Chicago blues artist Zora Young, and singer-songwriter Clarence Carter. Recently honored with a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and saluted at the 2012 Kennedy Center Honors as an invaluable American treasure, Buddy Guy is one of the most talented blues guitarists of his generation and will be on stage Saturday night, June 13, along with two-time Grammy-winning singer-songwriter, film composer, guitarist, and multi-instrumentalist Taj Mahal, who will be performing with his trio earlier Saturday night. A not-to-be-missed special centennial concert honoring Muddy Waters and Willie Dixon will happen on Sunday evening, June 14th. For a complete schedule and festival details, please visit the Blues page at wvxu.org. For the Blues, I'm Ron Esposito.
I'm Dave Lewis. One of the biggest voices in the history of blues belonged to Big Maybelle. Perhaps it isn't fair to say something like, relatively few know that Big Maybelle spent 6 years in Cincinnati, as not many folks today even remember who Big Maybelle was. If you've never heard her, today is your lucky day. In my opinion, Big Maybelle was one of the most superlative blues singers that ever lived. We don't have a wealth of biographical information on Big Maybelle. I don't know of any interviews that were conducted with her, and although a play has been written about her, the most detailed studies of her life to date are mainly found in the liner notes of her albums. Born in Jackson, Tennessee in 1924, Mabel Smith came up singing in the church. She was reputedly big-boned from the beginning, and in Paul Levine's play, Big Maybelle, Soul of the Blues, she sang to escape the taunts and jeers of those who made fun of her because of her size. As a teenager, Mabel Smith appeared with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, an all-girl dance band founded at Piney Woods Country Life School, an orphanage for African-American children based in Piney Woods, Mississippi. Mabel Smith was not a member of the Sweethearts, but toured with them as an added attraction and sang in the breaks between sets. She got her first taste of life on the road with the Sweethearts, as they practically lived on their touring bus, taking their school lessons and moving throughout the American South and Midwest, playing dates and raising money to support their school. In a famously publicized 1941 incident, the Sweethearts learned that several of their members weren't going to graduate and hijacked the bus to Washington, D.C. It is not definitively known if Mabel Smith was involved in this misadventure, but if she had been, she would have been stranded at the end of it. Somehow, Mabel made it to New York, and in 1944 made one recording, contributing a vocal chorus to a record by a group led by the pianist Christine Chapman. After that, Mabel Smith disappears until late 1947, and when she emerges, she is working and living in Cincinnati. Record store owner Sid Nathan had founded King Records in 1944 and quickly enjoyed runaway success exploiting country music artists, though from 1945 he was test marketing rhythm and blues as well. In 1947, Sid Nathan launched his Queen Records imprint to fully invest in the genre and hired producer Henry Glover to pilot the project. Among the first female singers signed by Glover was Mabel Smith, who cut 8 sides for King in November and December 1947 with a band led by Hot Lips Page and featuring blues legend Lonnie Johnson on guitar.
So my good man loving somebody else in a dream. Saw my good man loving somebody else in a dream. It almost set me crazy. Jumped up and started into a scream. Away, away, dream. What did you do that for? Go away, go away, dream. What did you do that for? Gonna throw away my night clothes. Ain't never gonna dream no more. Told me she's a child, things come true. Now I've lost my peace of mind. Please tell me what to do. I've been pulling all my hair out. It nearly drives me wild. Sometimes I feel so helpless, feel like a baby child. Gonna buy me a pistol.
Unfortunately, Mabel Smith's King Records failed to click, and Sid Nathan moved on to try out other singers. For the next 5 years, Mabel Smith toured the Dixie Highway corridor, appearing wherever she could get a job. In Cincinnati, Dayton, Lima, Detroit, and Northern Kentucky. During this time, Mabel Smith must have felt that she was spinning her wheels. She wasn't getting any younger, and the big time seemed to be growing out of reach. Luckily, Mabel Smith, who in the meantime had changed her name to Maybelle Smith, had a big fan in the form of local disc jockey Ernie Waits. Waits was the first black disc jockey in the history of Cincinnati and worked for WZIP, WNOP, WLW, and the old WCPO radio. But today, he is better remembered as a local crusader for civil rights issues. One night in 1952, Waits persuaded record producer Fred Mendelson, who was working for Columbia Records' recently reactivated OK Records label, to go with him to a club in Northern Kentucky to hear Maybelle Smith sing. From the first note, Fred Mendelson was hooked and persuaded OK to bring Maybelle Smith to New York. It was also Mendelson who thought up the name by which she is best known, Big Maybelle. Both sides of the first Big Maybelle OK to find release, Gabbin Blues and Rain Down Rain, were immediate hits. Radio listeners were particularly intrigued with Gabbin Blues and its strange schizophrenic vocal, the other part voiced by an uncredited Rosemarie McCoy, who was one of the writers of this tune with bandleader Leroy Kirkland.
Here come old evil chick, always telling everybody she come from Chicago. Got Mississippi written all over.
You better stop trying to run my business.
Look who's got business.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Go ahead and do it. Ain't nobody scared of you.
Better stop trying to run my business.
Somebody need to run it before they run you out of town.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Nothing you can do. Never could do nothing.
Cause I talk about you low down and dirty.
Blabbermouth.
Everything I'll say will be true.
I better not never let the cat out the bag on you, child, or you'll be ruined.
You know, I know, I know.
You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing about nobody.
I even know when you were born.
When I was born, you were suffering from old age arthritis and lost of memory.
You know.
Miss Know-All. I don't know nothing.
Yes, and I even know when you were born.
In school, she was so thick-headed, they put her out. She's taking up too much space.
And if you don't keep cool, honey.
Keep cool? That's a threat.
It'll be so hot you can't go on.
So hot now, child, you can't go back home. Police looking for you.
Nerve to stand on every corner.
Stand any way I please.
Laugh at every passerby.
I laugh at him as I see him.
Your face is laugh material. I bet your mirror make you cry.
I bet your face will stop any clock.
Well, stop trying, run my business.
I'll run yours and mine anytime I feel like it.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Came up here, it's just gone to your head. That's what's the matter with you.
Cause I talk about you low down and dirty.
I expect that of you. Dirty anyway.
And everything I said is true. Hey, watch out.
Gabbin Blues got Big Maybelle off to a big start. And though she was pushing 30, and nearly had 2 decades already in the business, she was finally an overnight sensation. However, her presence in New York's music scene of that day brought about an affliction that would follow her the rest of her days, heroin addiction. While she proved popular on the touring circuit, Maybelle was a volatile and unpredictable entertainer. There is a photograph of Big Maybelle from a show in Detroit in 1956 where, bursting at the seams at nearly 250 pounds, she stands with her eyes closed, her head turned to the floor. The guitar player standing behind her has a look of utter fear, as though he doesn't know what's coming next, and he may have had good reason, given her reputation. This reputation was a factor when, in 1955, the OK label went through a reorganization and decided to drop Big Maybelle from its roster, though not before she recorded the first version of a song that would do much better for another later artist.
21 drums on a whole bass horn, and somebody beating on a ding-dong.
In the meantime, Fred Mendelson had moved from OK back to his old employer, Savoy Records, and convinced owner Herman Lubinsky to take her on. Big Maybelle's first Savoy record, released in 1956, represented her career high in terms of hits.
Why I call my sugar candy. I'm sweet on candy, and candy he's sweet on me. He understands me. Yes, my understanding candy. Mm-hmm. My candy's always handy, just when I need sympathy. Oh, I wish that there were four of him, and I could love that much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, 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 candy. It's gonna be just dandy. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine, mine, oh mine, yeah, mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine.
It is not an exaggeration to refer to Herman Lubinsky as one of the most hated men in the record industry. He was tight with money, and he did not relate well with artists, which was one of the reasons he depended on people like Fred Mendelssohn to make the path smooth. But Big Maybell ultimately managed to move her relations with Savoy to a place where even Fred Mendelssohn couldn't help her. Through recording an album of standards for RCA Victor under a phony name. When Lubinsky found out, he broke her contract on the spot. But at this point, Big Maybell was still a contender. She had just appeared at the Newport Jazz Festival and was featured in Bert Stern's film Jazz on a Summer's Day, looking like a queen and tearing the roof off the place.
With the Newport Blues Band and the company, Big Maybell. Big Maybell.
I left my baby tears rolling down the cheek. I left my baby tears rolling down the cheek. I left, tell me, baby, tell me, when will we meet? Well, I love you, dear. My baby, come to me.
Big Maybelle subsequently landed a spot with Nat Tarnopol's Brunswick label, where she recorded her only album of gospel music. After just one more album, Brunswick cut her loose, and after a failed stint with Florence Greenberg's Scepter Records, Big Maybelle realized that the big New York labels were done with her. Perhaps seeking a new start in life, Big Maybelle returned to Ohio, settling in Cleveland in 1964. She began to record with the tiny Rojack Records label based in Harlem, where she was still popular as a live performer, and found herself a big fish in a small pond. Rojack recorded her in any material that she wanted to try and reinvigorated her career, billing her as America's Queen Mother of Soul. This newfound freedom yielded Big Maybelle's last hit with a most unlikely property.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying, yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. Up on top now, baby, since you left me, yeah.
Throughout her life, Big Maybelle never knew what it was like to be in a happy relationship, and perhaps she was incapable of enjoying one as she was so headstrong, independent, and quick to temper. She poured all of that sorrow, loneliness, and disappointment into her magnificent voice, and while it thrilled a wide audience, 96 Tears was her only hit to cross over into the pop market. Big Maybelle never had the managerial support that she needed to break into the mainstream, as Billie Holiday and Pearl Bailey had managed to do. Big Maybell continued to perform and to record for Rojack until the end of the 1960s, often participating in the annual Cleveland Arts Festival. While her long struggle with addiction was ongoing, by this point it was further complicated by a diagnosis of diabetes. Hers was not a happy life, and it would not have a happy ending. Late in 1971, Big Maybell slipped into a diabetic coma, and her great voice was stilled in Cleveland on January 23, 1972. She was 47 years old. My first exposure to Big Maybell was through the single that closes this segment. It had been tossed out by a local radio station and found its way to my door more than 40 years ago. From that first listen, I have been convinced that Big Maybell had to be one of the finest blues shouters ever. And she was unique in that she could sing anything. Blues, gospel and jazz, pop standards, soul, the Beatles, and even rock and roll. Though she was elected to the Blues Hall of Fame in 2011, her legacy has not won her enduring fame, and it has only been recently that I even knew anything about Big Maybell's connection to Cincinnati. What her early King records made in Cincinnati reveal is that, as Mabel Smith, she hadn't yet developed the sound and style that would make her Big Maybell. Such experience was gained going up and down the Dixie Highway before it was replaced by I-75, refining and bettering her craft as she moved from joint to joint, singing her songs. And when I listen to Big Maybell, I feel like I am taking that lonely, dusty highway with her. It's every mile unfolding before me in the richness and grit of her voice. For the Blues, I'm Dave Lewis.
Somebody tell that man to let me go. He's got
got my soul and he still wants more. His lies and his alibi. I just can't take no more of his stuff. Hey, I'm stuck long enough to let me go. Let me go. Make him go, yeah. I try to do right every respect, but he tells his card from the bottom of. I took a chance, now I've got a fate.
That was Big Maybell with Let Me Go and No Better For You. You'll find a playlist for tonight's show on our website, wvxu.org. I'd like to thank Dave Lewis for sharing his research on blues vocalist Big Maybell, and I'd like to thank you for listening to The Blues on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. I'm Lee Hay.